The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So as announced this morning, not too long ago, tomorrow we meet a brand new character, Father Wixmas. He's going to be here with your chance to win a Wix gift card. Yeah, it's going to be good, isn't it? To worth £250. Look at his little face. He's thrilled to meet Father Wixmas in person.
I wasn't consulted about this.
No, you're going to meet him. He's going to be here. He's going
to
come in. You guys will never meet.
I will not be in the same room.
No, you will not be in the same
room. You get a wish, man.
Yeah. It's going to be nice. Yeah, it's going to be lovely. That's tomorrow. Right now, though, well, it is nearly the end of the Working Week music quiz. I'm going to play you a little bit of a song. It's from nearly the end of the song. Not the end of the song, nearly the end of the song. I'm going to be playing this in full after seven on Classic Rock. It's a toughie this morning, I'll tell you. Mm. Can you tell me who this is?
That's the whole song.
Any idea who this is?
Clearly Scatman John, isn't it?
If you could tell me who that is, well, this is your final chance of the week before we give you the chance to win the Wix gift card to win a very exclusive and impressive oversized bauble for your Christmas tree with the Dave Berry Breakfast Show logo embossed on it in frosted glass. It looks so nice. Just tell me who this is.
Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where moments ago I played you a clip of a song from nearly the end. Not the end, but nearly the end. That's right, it is the nearly the end of the Working Week music quiz. It's your chance to win a bauble. It is clear glass. It has got the show logo on it. It's massive, and you can put it on your Christmas tree. So many of you get in touch every morning. We are warmed by that, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
However, top of the tree this morning is Wendy. Good morning, Wendy.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Wendy is in Southampton. She loves absolute 80s and is about to set out to work as a dog walker. With Wendy, you're going to be walking six dogs.
Yeah, I'm just outside Bella, the water spaniel's house now.
Oh, are you? Does she know we're coming?
She's probably sat there thinking, where the hell is she?
Where the hell is she?
Well, I'm just hoping she owns a property.
Where are you going? Why have you not arrived yet?
So, I mean, we don't need to have a bad timekeeping in front of you if we're friends, but I suppose the big question right now is, collectively, how much do your dogs weigh? Do you know?
Oh, I'm thinking too. The average is about 22, 24 kilos, whatever that is, times six.
Wow. Yeah.
Did you see me on the weakest link? Why are you asking me to figure
that
out?
Guy.
I couldn't even do 50 minus 2 live on the BBC, let alone that. Six dogs' individual weight. That's what hope have I got? Wendy, look, tell us. So you listen to Absolute 80s. Do you have that on in the little kind of woof woof mobile when you're driving around?
I do all the time. Me and my daughter always do five. Where it's 5 grand.
Oh, we love that. That's so nice. So is it fair to say that Absolute 80s and the music of the 1980s is probably a dog's favourite music? Do they love Robert Palmer? Do they love men without hats? Do they?
They have to.
Wendy, listen, just tell us, what's this? Who is that?
Van Morrison.
We'll let you get to Bella the dog. It is Van Morrison. We'll send you your Christmas bauble. Thank you to you and your daughter for tuning in on 80s. And send our love to all the dogs.
I will. You have a super day. It's beautiful here today.
Oh, cheers, Wendy. Enjoy it. Speak to you real soon. Bye-bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Matt, what's going on out there today?
Well, we had the rise of the fancy sandwich filling last week. Now we have the changing face of dinner party etiquette. Would you believe that things are adapting as time goes by? As you'd expect. And now taking a bottle of wine to a dinner party is no longer considered the proper etiquette. Some people are saying it's rude to take a bottle of wine to a dinner party. Hosts are increasingly likely to be handed a bottle of olive oil or something else that will last for more than an evening.
Do many people come to your houses when you say it's rude to bring a bottle of wine because you not have bought olive oil? How many friends are still coming around now? Ask yourself that.
This is according to the Waitrose Food and Drink Report. They say so. It's not booze. It's things that last a long time, like olives, olive oil, nuts, honey, vinegar. and premium salt. I mean, if someone's rocking up at your house with seasoning, it better be some high-end pink
if Himalayan salt. It means your house is possessed by a demon.
What are they trying to say?
Yeah, I mean, I'm well ahead of wage. I used to do this in the student days. We'd all have a big house party. I'd be there with my olive oil, you know, in the corner.
So cool, yeah.
I presumed, and who am I to argue with Waitrose and their research?
Yeah.
But the point of bringing a bottle of wine is that you open it together communally at the table. It's an offering.
Yes, yeah,
it's not
exactly.
Like something you put in the larder in the stores.
It's not there. Yeah, it's not to be kept. It's for drinking on the night,
I was away in Belgium over the weekend, we brought a bottle of wine over to the people in the hotel room next to us just to say hi to the new neighbours.
Yeah, it's the dumb thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I love that. Honey, it's the next door, mate.
We've just moved in next door.
Our Corby trouser press is on the other side of the room. That's interesting, isn't it?
I love it.
That should happen more often, shouldn't it? And then the other story this morning is the we have to talk about crows because there's an increasing amount of
Cheryl
video clips of crows, the bird, going viral. So I know it's not Talking Pet Friday until tomorrow, but so much crow stuff is happening that we have. Because people aren't talking about crows. Crows are better at mimicking human language than the parrot. And everyone's familiar with the parrot now, but crows, there is a clip of a crow which seems to have a sort of northern accent in the street saying, "You're right," to people as they walk past. Just have a listen to the evidence. Like, "You're right there," that's a crow, right? And then a lady starts talking to the crow.
It sounds like King Richard III.
It really does,
A Gloucester.
Very much like King Richard III.
Surely we've all watched enough horror movies, so if the crows start talking with us, it's the end of days.
Yeah, the crows started talking to me, so people brought some salt over to my home.
What is going on in the world? Yeah, it's bleak, isn't it? There's also a crow that's a Japanese crow has gone viral, talks to its Japanese owner in Japanese, as you'll hear in this clip. That's a crow.
I hate that a crow knows more Japanese than I.
So one thing I wanted to achieve in lockdown.
It's so depressing.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I'll share those videos.
Please do.
It's been quite an unsettling social ammo. I might not share them, actually. Keep your data. See you later.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
5 words. 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
And joining us to play this morning is Claire. Hello, Claire.
Hi, Dave. Hi, team.
Claire, welcome to the show. Claire is a neurodiversity support manager in Rochester, loves 80s and 90s, and would most like to get paired with Glenn on the random player generator. Claire, should we give it a spin and get down to business?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Good luck.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice. Free choice.
Oh, it's a free choice. You sticking with Glenn?
Yeah, guys, go for it, Glenn.
Okay, good luck. See you in a bit, Glenn. Leave the studio, sir. Unfortunately, can't hear you, Claire, but we'll try and mime to him. Loads of pressure, Glenn. Loads of pressure on you right now, Glenn. Okay, it is time to play 5 words, 5 grand. I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind. I'll give Glenn Moore the same 5 words. If he says the exact same thing as you, Claire, well, you can have £5,000. Good luck.
Lovely.
Here we go.
Thank you.
The first word this morning is fairy. F-A-I-R-Y. Fairy.
Tail.
Nice.
Cereal.
Bar.
Hat.
Did you say hat?
Yes, H-A-T. Hat.
Hat. Stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hat stand.
Spider.
Web.
Yeah, has to be.
Hair. H-A-I-R. Hair.
Dresser.
Look at that. Look at Claire. Look at that guy.
Rattled through them. Very confident. Very methodical.
Method Man's going to be happy with that.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to be happy with that. And we're about to find out just how happy he is and find out whether you're going to win £5,000, Claire. Stay right there. We're playing.
Thank you.
Next.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And so the Method Man is now back in the studio, ready to try and win Claire £5,000. Claire, we're going to do it. You ready?
I am.
Okay. Glenn.
Hello.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say fairy? F-A-I-R-Y. Fairy.
Tail.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
Fairy lights.
Oh, fairy godmother. Liquid.
Liquid, yeah.
But, you know, hang on a second, Anna.
Stop! They need to pay for advertising!
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Heed your own advice, young lady.
I know.
Okay, that's one down. Excellent work, Claire. Very nice. Cereal, spelt C-E-R-E-A-L. Cereal.
Bowl.
Oh, no!
Sorry, Claire.
Bar?
Yeah, cereal bar.
Second one.
Oh, cereal box, perhaps. Yeah, sorry, Claire. We're going to go through the remaining words, though, because you did a really good set this morning. Hat. H-A-T, hat.
Trick.
Hat stand. And by the way, hat stand, Claire. I didn't realise we had a Victorian gentleman on the line. Also, we've got spider.
Web.
Yes. Hair.
Dryer.
Dresser.
No!
Okay. So we've got one out of five on... Sorry, two out of five on five words, £5,000 this morning. Claire, really nice speaking with you. Keep up the fantastic work. We'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you, guys.
Well done, Claire.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Now, on Tuesday, I went into my DMs folder on Instagram and I was having a little rummage around.
Yeah.
And one message and one message alone really struck me. And I couldn't stop thinking about it. Okay. It lived rent-free in my head for the best part of 2 days. And the message read... You are one of the clues in a weekly magazine competition. That was it. You are one of the clues in a weekly magazine competition. Now, that is DM clickbait right there. But I'm not going to reply. Not going to reply to Marie, who has 64 followers and has 4 posts and follows me. But, as I say... When I was on the tube, when I was like playing with Evie, when I was cooking dinner, I just couldn't stop thinking about the fact that you are one of the clues in a weekly magazine competition. And I kept reaching for my phone on the kitchen side. I think I'm going to reply to Marie. And then I just go, don't reply. But I'm desperate to know, right?
Yeah, we need more information. What was the prize?
Was it the publication? Me? Yeah, I mean, you know, what exactly?
Yeah.
Exactly. So I thought, I can't just, you know, because so many DMs, and if someone says something like that, you can't just go, please, Marie, please put me out of my misery. It's a misery. I've been living in misery. Really, honestly, misery. And then yesterday, all that Leona Graham content went viral, where we rebadged her singing along to Linkin Park, The Emptiness Machine, you know, and headbanging in the studio. So I was kind of back in Instagram in a big way because we were taking requests.
Yeah.
The Inspector Gadget one and Glenn Miller's In The Mood, the two of my personal favourites, by the way. Dave _ Berry _ Insta. So I'm in the gram and I'm thinking about Marie. She won't leave. Leave me, Marie! And her picture as well. I mean, look at those eyes. She's staring.
Oh, yeah.
She's staring. Sorry, Marie, if you're listening.
But unsettling.
So then I relented. I gave in. And I messaged Marie. And I try to keep it breezy. Yeah, how do you keep it breezy? How do you reply to "you are one of the clues" in a weekly magazine competition and keep it light? But yeah. I did my best. I even used a little laughing face emoji in there. A couple of them.
Just to lighten the mood. Make you feel at ease.
Hey, Marie. Thanks for reaching out. Laughing face emoji.
Laughing face emoji is the angriest possible emoji you can ever.
Hashtag emoji. Thanks for this. Anyway, it turns out that Marie is absolutely lovely.
Right.
So, good morning, Marie. And she got back in touch with me, and it gives me great pleasure, and it ticks a life box I didn't even know I wanted to tick, to tell you that I am one of the clues in a weekly magazine competition, and it's only Take a Break.
Yes.
It's only blooming Take a Break, isn't it?
You've made it. That's when you know you've made it.
I mean, I'm a clue in Take a Break, my favourite puzzles edition, right?
Yes.
I mean, this is just fantastic. And I've got the quiz and I've got the question.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I'm going to put you through your paces a bit here.
All right.
Was it a crossword or is it like a word search?
It's like a crossword vibe. Yeah.
Right, okay.
I thought when Marie first contacted me, I thought, could it be The Times? But it wasn't. It wasn't in The Times. No, it was in Take a Break. But so obviously, plot spoiler: the answer is Berry. But you're going to get that. But let me see how you do here. So let's start with the first question: Elton John ballad about Marilyn Monroe. Six words: something in the wind. You're taking this really seriously. Yeah. I love it.
I'll have to take a break.
A candle's the answer to every riddle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, actually, isn't it?
Or sundial. Absolutely right. Comic and Alison Hammond's co-host on The Great British Bake Off. Four letters, Fielding. Surname that links US film star Halle, radio DJ Dave, and cookery legend Mary.
Brilliant.
Love it.
Beautiful.
Well,
yeah.
Cherry.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
One breakfast show, 9 different playlists, and a nice way of exploring all the music that you can enjoy in the Rayo app or on your DAB radio or on your smart speaker is, of course, a round of Beat the Intro. Going to explore all of those playlists and much, much more besides. As a team, your names are your buzzers. You will be getting a point for the name of the band or artist and a point for the name of the ditty. I hope you're playing along where you are. And our first round is inspired by the fact I discovered, and I just told you all about it some 15 minutes ago, that I was the answer to a puzzle in Take a Break magazine. So all of these songs, all of these intros as to be beaten, are somehow linked to the printed press.
Good luck.
Here's your first one.
Matt. It's the News of the World by The Jam.
Is correct.
Yes. As a former regular on Mot the Week, I really should have gotten that.
Yeah.
That was the scene tune.
Yeah, it was. Did it make you feel panicky when you hear it come on?
Okay. Up next.
Glenn.
Oh,
Glenn.
That's Paperback Writer of the Beatles.
It is. It's one of the all-time great songs, isn't it?
Steady job, but he wants to be a paperback writer.
That's what Absolute Radio 60s paperback is for.
Writer. Paperback writer.
All right, Macca. So this means, Anna, you're yet to score. Matt, you have got 2 points. Glenn, you have 2 points. As we move into our penultimate intro to be beaten when it comes to the printed press.
Glenn. Matt.
Oh.
Glenn, you just got there.
Power of Love.
Yeah.
Is it Huey Lewis and the News?
Yes, it is.
To ride this train. Absolute 80s. I'd love to have been around in the 80s. Looks so cool back then.
You would have loved it.
I would have loved it, wouldn't I? You tell me about it all the time.
Yeah, I do.
When I watch Back to the Future, that scene, I just think, look at those little things you play your music on, the little orange muffy headphones skateboards and car. And now, finally.
Matt.
Matt!
Panic at the Disco.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe what I'm seeing.
I Write Sins, Not Tragedies.
Oh, he's done it! Oh. The lad's done it!
Well done.
I never saw that coming in a million years.
Closet emo fan.
Me and my sister used to do a dance to this.
Please stand up.
Show us. You know when you do little shows for your parents?
Yeah.
Well, we're your parents. Let's go. Come on.
Yes, you can. It's too embarrassing.
Let's do it.
No one else can see. It's on the radio.
Yeah, it's fine. Let me just put these studio lights on, but bear in mind, no one else can see this.
I'll film it for socials.
Yeah, it's good.
Why did I say this?
Come on, I'll start it again. I'm coming to Anagiri in three, two, one, go!
What's that? It's like a box.
It was like our steps. All the emo kids are doing that. It's brilliant. I've said it once, 1,000. Never change.
Can Anna get the 2 points? Is that right?
Yeah. Do you know what? Let's give Anna a bonus 2 points for dancing along. And of course, we are going to share that on the socials. We'll get that out there as soon as we possibly
can.
With the
Benny Hill theme tune.
Absolutely. Everyone's saying she's a new Leona Graham. Okay, we have got a different topic. 4 more intros for you to beat. That is coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Currently embroiled in a game of Beat the Intro, where Anna has 2 points, Matt and Glenn are tied on 4 points apiece. I know that you're playing along where you are. You get a point for the name of the band or artist and a point for the name of the song. Now, we've just done the printed press based on me being the answer to a crossword puzzle clue in Take a Break magazine. And now we cast our mind back to yesterday when a list by the name of Emma handed in her cool badge for being just too amazed. Her reaction was OTT when she found out there was a wheelie bin with 2 separate sections inside.
Yes.
And so for round 2, it is a waste management special. Refuse! In the house. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Don't know what this could possibly be.
No.
Here we go.
Glenn. Kings of Leon.
Yeah.
Waste a moment.
You got it.
Yeah.
Waste.
You got it.
WAST.
That was impressive. Hard, yeah.
Nice.
You pulled that out of the bag.
Very slow.
That was not slow.
You got a dance for that one, Anna, or?
No, fair enough.
We actually were, so you and your sister used to do a dance to Panic at the Disco. How old were you at the time, roughly?
I can't even remember. When did it come out?
I don't know, but the lyrical content's quite questionable. I'd be shocked. If Evie came down and started doing a dance routine tonight, I'd be quite shocked at some of the lyrical content.
2005.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So you weren't far away from being 50. An adult.
And given that your sister is 20 years older than you.
We also used to do It's Raining Men with umbrellas.
Oh.
Indoors, that is unlucky.
I know, indoors.
How many ornaments did you knock off the shell before you learned your lesson?
That still comes out every Christmas. Doesn't
it? Yeah. What, the route? What, you do it every Christmas?
Routine, do you?
Yeah. Oh, please, can I come round for Christmas, please? I don't like Christmas at my house. I want to come to your house. Okay, up next, don't forget, it is a waste management refuse special. We have this for you.
Matt's trash.
Yes.
By Suede. I knew that was coming.
Very good.
Has to be coming.
Fabulous Suede.
That's the only one I could think about to do with waste.
I don't know. I think my old man's a dustman will be coming up any time now.
We have this.
Glenn.
Glenn.
Weezer's Teenage Dirtbag.
Yeah, it is. Okay. And you've still got 2. Matt, you've got 6. Glenn, you've got 8. So, Matt, you need to get this to tie. Your final waste management related song. There's a unique sentence.
Ring the bell.
Is this.
Glenn! Stupid Girl Garbage.
Garbage!
Well,
the mighty garbage. Oh. You got it. Which means, at the end of the Beat the Intro special this week, Anna has 2, Matt has 6, Glenn has done it again with 10 points. Yeah. Congratulations. All of that music and much more besides is available in the Rayo app.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning. Thank you ever so much for joining us here on the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. And just in the nick of time as well, because Matt Dyson has the social ammunition.
Extra. Extra!
What's going on out there?
We have a new take on Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machine, Dave.
Okay.
Very different to the original. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's a very polite British version.
Oh, I see.
Of the classic song. And obviously the lyrics have changed slightly. They're a bit more family friendly. Here you see.
Pardon me. I'd rather not do that. Excuse me. I'd rather not do that. Pardon me. I'd rather not do that. Excuse me. I'd rather not do that. Excuse me. I'd rather not do that. Pardon me, I'd rather not do that.
Very polite.
Ooh, you nasty gentleman.
Good work.
Yes.
If only they'd done that version on the BBC all those years ago. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That is it. Thursday morning's edition of The Breakfast Show is now done, and what an episode of the show it was. You can listen back on demand right now in the Free Radio app, or, of course, there's a brand new edition of The Daily Podcast coming along shortly. So, Matt, shall we name it in the corner at a student house party with a bottle of olive oil? Shall we name it a crow knows more Japanese than I do? Yeah. Or I didn't realise we had a Victorian gentleman on the line? Mm. Or finally, all the emo kids did a choreographed dance.
What a song.
Which
Anna
gets
Geary
my vote.
Picked.
Yeah, gets
I think
my vote.
It has to be dedicated to that dance routine which we saw.
Quite incredible.
Yeah, a trip back in time.
It was like
Anna
a wrist on hinges. It
yeah.
was just a,
amazing.
Our hands
yeah.
were a blur. It was incredible
we
to watch.
We must release the whole video, I think, at some point.
At some point, we'll get round to doing that, we promise. But for now, well, the podcast is named All the Emo Kids Did a Choreographed Dance. Thank you ever so much for tuning in today. Up next, the No Repeat Guarantee continues, and you'll receive the details you need to be in the draw for our Christmas cash countdown, which tomorrow is going to give someone £500,000. Speaking of tomorrow, we'll be back then at 6 a.m. So stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.